Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. Something for everyone, if you like art and you like chat. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by the fantastic comedy actor and writer, Tom Sturton. We talk about his film, All My Friends Hate Me, whilst we paint some tulips, because he forgot to bring something for us to paint and I had some tulips in my house. I had a lovely time with Tom. We talked about all things from auditions to his latest script for a Christmas film that he's working on, and we had a lovely time. If you want to see our paintings, then follow at Secret Art Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Enjoy the episode, and if you do enjoy it, tell someone you know.
Tom Sturton is a fantastic actor and writer who is a regular in numerous successful TV shows such as Siblings, Horrible Histories, Please Like, and Stathlet's Flats. His recent film, All My Friends Hate Me, has been met with critical acclaim. Tom starred in the film, which he co-wrote with sketch comedy double act partner Tom Palmer. Tom studied history of art and is an excellent oil painter, and I'm excited about having him on the podcast. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
That's always awkward, yeah. That bit. Sorry about that.
My hello is weird. Hello.
Hello.
So sort of saucy.
How are you doing?
I'm really good, yeah. I'm excited to paint these beautiful flowers that you brought, having not brought anything.
Yeah, they're sort of, I think they're some kind of tulip, but they're sort of spiky tulips. Is that the technical
term? That's the technical term, yeah.
Should I put them a bit more central?
Yeah, although it's quite nice when they're with the when it's getting a bit of light through from the window through
the vase,
through the green bits, the leaves.
They fit in your face.
You have put them directly into my mouth. They're sort of in my mouth. Yeah, at this point. No.
Is that better?
I mean, you know what I'm going to quickly do is put on a jumper. Why have I worn a white T-shirt?
Oh yeah, sorry. I've covered the table in a sort of dust sheet, yeah. But I have not
it
brought.
Looks like
an
you're going to murder me.
Let's not rule anything out.
So I'm just putting on my jumper.
For the listeners,
that's...
How's that?
Yeah, great. That's a good angle.
Yeah.
Good for me.
I've got one in my face now. That's fine. I'm going to put some paints out. You've already done that.
Yeah. Okay.
What have you gone for? Primary red?
I've gone for primary red, which to me looks pink.
Well...
I was asking you how you make pink. Again, I can't... For some, my mind is gone. Is it just white added to red?
Yeah, I think it's red and white, isn't it? And then purple is blue and red.
Yeah.
Just showing off now.
do they usually go this well, your podcast? Are people usually as exciting as I'm being?
You're being great. I think it's my fault for fucking up the microphone, but that's fine. We move past that.
Yeah.
My first question is, talk me through your choice of muse. So I think we've covered that.
My choice of muse?
Yeah.
Oh, the flowers.
The flowers.
Yeah, so my choice was to completely cop out of choosing anything.
Yeah.
And text you 5 minutes saying, hey, I haven't brought anything before I came here.
But that's good.
I was thinking a little bit, I cycled over here and I was thinking like, you know, should I make the effort?
Bother with this?
Should I turn up at all? But I think flowers, weirdly, were one of the things that I kind of, honest to God, were one of the things. I rarely paint them because maybe there's a certain degree of snobbery around painting flowers. Maybe, do you know what I mean? Something a little bit...
But a bit trad.
Quite, yeah. But that shouldn't be the case.
No, they're beautiful. I'm not very good at still life, but let's see how it goes.
Okay.
But you're, as discussed before we recorded, yeah. You're a bit more of an oil boy.
I'm more of an oil guy. And you know what they say about oil guys?
Can't live with them.
That is not through any... It was just... I sort of stopped doing art at university because I was too busy just partying and
being a legend, being
really cool. And are you going to do the whole? What are you going to do? I think I'm going to focus on just two.
I think I'm focusing on one.
Okay.
The one that's sort of poking in my face.
That seems sensible.
Yeah.
And then my dad. Oh, you're getting that. Yours already is good. My dad gave me this oil set. One Christmas, and you know, usually my dad's presents are pretty weird, but this was great, and I was like, I believe I was going through a breakup, and I just like was like, I need to just distract myself, the set had sat in my room for like a couple, you know. Few months, and then I started it, and it was really fun, and sort of rediscovered how much I love painting, but having never used oils before, so it was a complete accident that there was no like thought that went into being an oil guy.
So you weren't taught how to use them?
No, I went on YouTube.
Yeah,
and I searched how to do oils. And it is pretty, you make a mess. I mean, it's like there's white spirit involved, to thin the paint out, and that's really like toxic and is linked to, I think, like stuff like dementia, overexposure, and I have a very small room, so yours looks beautiful.
Thanks.
When the painting's drying in my room and I'm asleep and it's winter and the window's closed, I sort of wake up and I feel kind of stupid. I can just, like, there's brain damage.
But you make some beautiful work.
God, is it worth it?
Yeah, I want to learn how to use oils. Maybe I just need to go on YouTube.
Just go on YouTube.
I'm quite frightened of them. I think they seem so much scarier than acrylics. I don't know why.
Yeah. There is no reason to fear them. And actually they're very forgiving because you can just paint. Acrylics is like, you know, you make do the brushstroke and you're stuck with it, right? A little bit. With oils, you can just kind of paint. Literally, it's like
a bit more malleable, aren't
they? Yeah, and you just paint over it and no one can see what you've done.
Yeah, but then it takes ages to dry. That's the other thing. How long does it take?
I guess I just got a lot of time on my hands. I've never... What is it again? Blue and red should make purple, shouldn't it?
Yeah, reckon so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so is that a sort of thing you're looking for? The kind of answer?
Yeah, this is lovely, yeah.
Great, okay.
And how often do you paint?
I try and paint, like, I go in waves. I did a lot during lockdown, obviously. And now do a lot less because I'm sort of busy with filming Horrible Histories right now.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's really good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of... I mean, I was talking to James...
McNicholas.
We've never felt so old on a job in our lives. Like all the crew and like all the departments are all so young and trendy.
Yeah.
And like
are all children.
And the and we're like dressing up as Tudor men and pretending to sort of shit ourselves in multi, you know, in the and it's like comedy. And you're just kind of out the corner of your eye, you can just see these really cool. Cool crew members like watching you blank faced as you like pretend to have dysentery and you're like, I'll need a new uniform. And there's this word that keeps cropping up, core. It's like core. And it's like such a sort of old man's version of like, no one says core, core, core after they've
core
done
blimey.
Core blimey, yeah. So it's Yeah, the amount of times you're filming and the second AD goes like, okay, now you've big fart. Okay, now you've done a smaller one, and now you shoot yourself. Okay, great. Moving on.
It's highbrow stuff.
It is highbrow.
But you don't write it, do you?
No, I did a little bit, and it's really, some of it is really genuinely really really funny. I mean, a lot of it is. I mean, but as in something for. That an adult might, like as well. I think farting, farting to me is really funny.
Yeah.
This is, my thing is, I can't talk and paint at the same time.
I think you're doing well. Yeah. Also, it edits beautifully. Yeah. Don't worry about leaving gaps.
Okay.
I loved your film.
Thanks so much.
It was so great. It was a lot darker than I expected it to be. Was that the intention, or did it sort of?
Well, yeah, I'm a dark.
You're a dark guy.
Kind of.
You're an oil guy. You're a dark guy.
Oil guys tend to have a dark side. It was. I mean, those are the kinds of films that I sort of like, I guess.
Are you into horror? This is sort of comedy horror.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, I like a good horror film. Yeah, sure. I think. I mean, who doesn't?
Mm.
Lots of people. It's.
And where did the idea?
I can't. Acrylics are really hard. And I also can't get a decent shade of. Are you using more than one brush? Are you using the same brush for everything?
I want to use a different brush, but I haven't. I've only used one so far. But I am going to change brushes.
We're being really lazy, aren't we?
Yeah. Are you worried about the green? Because I can't get the right green either.
I haven't even started on the green. I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to get the different. The lights, the light bits, and the. Of the flower and the dark bit, the light and dark bits,
mm-hmm.
and it's proving really hard. I can't get any definition.
Quite abstract.
Nice. Okay.
Doing anything good?
Maybe I'll just. I need to loosen up.
Yeah, loosen up. Be free. Be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
The idea for the film, it came from. It was like, the sort of the anecdote that I've said a million times and. Book and it's I've realized doing film promotion, you realize what a cynical sort of game it is. I mean, just like you just end up
repeating yourself,
wheeling out the same.
That's all right.
And you sort of try and you do find some variation, but yeah, it's fine. I was at a wedding a long time ago, and I've been invited to a wedding that I was quite sort of surprised to have been invited to, and I'd been out the night before the wedding, and during the wedding I got really paranoid that I'd been invited as a joke,
mm-hmm.
And that like in speeches they were going to be like, can't believe Tom Stern thought that we actually wanted him at this wedding, and I was sort of sweating and about it, and told Tom, and he was like, oh my god, you're the most self-centered man in the world, and we were like that's true, but it could be a great film with me in it again, very I genuinely didn't want to be in it. I was like,
did you have someone in mind who you wanted to play your part?
We were just anyone that would like get us money, you know, financing,
mm-hmm.
But like I was really excited to just kind of observe and not feel the pressure. Are you quite nervous? I find like sometimes acting is just terrifying.
Yeah, especially if it's something you've written. I think it's much more terrifying.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I find the worry of messing up someone else's thing is makes me nervous. I find acting is such a mixed experience of like. Serious, massive nerves, like mm-hmm. real sort of adrenaline. And sometimes I'm like, why am I doing this?
I had that last week. I turned up for an audition a week early.
Oh, yeah?
So I was in Acton, sort of dressed as the character. And
what was the character?
I probably can't say, but I'll tell you and we'll edit it.
Oh, nice. What?
You have like the full adrenaline rush. Like I spent the whole morning learning the lines and practicing, and then like feeling like I was going to be sick.
Yeah,
you know, the whole like roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah,
and then you're just like, oh, well, it'll be over soon. And then they say you've got the wrong week, you fucking picker.
Oh man, well that's all right.
It's all right.
It's a nice little trial run.
Trial run, yeah. But yeah, it's a strange, in moments like that, you do think,
yeah,
why do I do this? Because it
doesn't make
can't
me feel
be good.
Good
for your body to go through yeah. that
right.
range of emotions yeah. and adrenaline.
No, it's tough.
But we love it.
But my God.
But when the cameras addicted. Are on and the lights are shining. Yeah. I read somewhere that you're writing a Christmas disaster film.
Yeah.
Is that true?
And I was thinking about sort of bringing something Christmas related to Shamelessly, sort of promote that. But
Christmas tulips.
Some Christmas tulips, yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
It's an interesting thing to talk about, given that like it's still sat on my bed right now. My laptop is open on a script that is increasingly looking like it's very bad. So I don't know if it's ever going to get made, but it's interesting. It was so easy to write All My Friends Hate Me. It was such a fast process. It was like
because it felt so personal.
Yeah, and it took me and Tom like 2 months, and then we just sort of, and it felt like when we were writing it, we were really making each other laugh, and like I think that there's that fear that something that's kind of the conception of something when it's not going as like smoothly that it's because there's something wrong with it. That's what I'm sort of struggling with at the moment. But I think it could be good. It could be fun. It just needs a bit of. I think we've done like one draft of it.
Are Christmas, you writing it with Christmas? Tom?
Yeah. He's just had a baby, so I'm kind of doing my own pass on it now and messing it up, and then and then he'll sort of.
What's the premise, or is it too soon?
No. I'm happy. The premise is like guy. It's sort of just about how miserable Christmas is.
Yeah.
Or can be. I don't want to speak for everyone, and also I've had some. If my parents are listening. I've had some lovely Christmases.
And they do listen, actually.
Yeah.
Fans of the pod.
Yeah, huge fans. It's a stressful time. It's so emotionally...
Yeah.
Right, so it feels like it would be good for some kind of... I go, what, this flower? I think it was kind of nice, bonus.
Yeah, I'm going into the background now.
Oh, wow. It's about a guy... Who is? It's always about a bloody guy.
I know.
It's a sort of family thing. It's more than one. It's about me again. Yeah. It's about a guy who's kind of going home for Christmas, and like the setup is that you know he's gone through therapy, and he is like he's got a girlfriend he's bringing, and he's got his shit together, and he's like ready to sort of take on this like you know he sort of views his family as deeply dysfunctional and kind of. Emotionally repressed and a bunch of like you know emotionally repressed kind of toxic kind of dynamics going on and he's like it's like just the sort of people trapped in a cycle and he's kind of like this Christmas you know at a time when these things all really come out I'm gonna like rise above it challenge things break the cycle show how great I am now, how much all the work I've done on myself. And like, obviously that as soon as he arrives, it sort of all falls apart again.
Yeah. No spoilers.
I mean, basically it's about this guy unraveling and his, and like at Christmas trying to sort of break patterns and failing and like tying himself in knots. And it's kind of about like the way that we misremember things.
And, sounds good.
You know, Christmas is like, we all sort of pine after a Christmas that like maybe never existed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, his sister is desperate to preserve the Christmas traditions and like, cause she's like, they're brilliant. They're what makes happy. And he's like, no, they were never like that. And let's have like a new type of Christmas where we all like talk about our feelings and like neither of them are kind of right. You know, right. Neither approach is actually the right one.
Yeah, Christmas is so emotionally charged and
yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on it to be perfect.
A lot of pressure. How's yours looking? Yours is like that.
Well, it doesn't really look... I'm sort of pleased with the colours and the brush strokes.
Yeah.
But does it look like a flower? No. What about yours? Looks great.
Thank you.
Looks like a flower.
Well, it's I've overworked it.
I feel like you're applying the paint like it is oil paint in a way. like quite thick.
Well, you know what they say about oil boys. Once an oil boy.
Always an oil boy. And you studied history of art?
I did, yeah. Yeah, can't remember any of it. Not a single word.
Favourite period of history of art? I couldn't even say that sentence.
Favourite period's gotta be... I think I've gone sort of full circle. I was like, I was really into surrealism at university and was very much like, you know, was like, oh, sort of impressionism's fucking sort of bourgeois. And then now I'm like, I love sort of, you know, all that stuff, all the like early 20th century artists, you know, late 19th century, like Saroya, John Singer, is it Singer Sargent?
Yeah,
all those guys. I've become quite traditional.
Yeah,
in what I like, really like.
In your old age.
In my, yeah.
I think that's when I first came across you and Tom when you did High Renaissance Man.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
about two posh boys studying history of art.
That's right. Again, very much
my stretch.
My experience.
That was brilliant.
Thanks.
I remember a friend sending it to me.
Oh, really?
It was like one of the early viral vids, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember literally having a conversation with my friend, Ollie, who was like, he was kind of, he was helping us out with the like tech side of it. He was like, I could put it up on this thing called YouTube. I mean, just so it got it somewhere. I don't know what else to do with it.
Yeah.
And us being like, yeah, all right, yeah, fine.
Change your life.
Change my damn life.
And that's youtube.co.uk.
Oh God, this is so shit. I hate this.
It's not, it's lovely. Nah. I like the back of the second one is really nice.
Yeah.
Do you own
it? I've made some very bad investments. I bought this. My ex-girlfriend from a while ago, this was just when my last year at uni, her sister, who's a really talented art dealer, or has like a really, I think, a, so I don't want to, I hope this isn't like a, this, I don't want this to sound like a, like it's any reflection of her talent, but she was doing an exhibition at the time, her older sister, and I really liked this one painting, and I was like, that's a really good investment. And I had a bit of money that my grandmother left me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to use this to buy this painting. And it was like this big kind of weird portrait of a guy. And the painting has not aged well. It's like it's not like sort of problematic, just in terms of like gaining any value, which isn't why you should buy art, right? But
so do you know,
but I also don't really like it anymore either, so it's right. It's a shame. I mean, if I loved it, and it's very heavy.
Have you had it valued to see?
I don't know. I tried to go on that thing like art. Is it artsy or something?
Yeah.
They were like, we don't want this.
You can go to some like regional auction houses and they do free valuations.
Really?
Yeah, so you could see if it's worth anything. Okay. If you wanted to get rid
basically
of it.
The artist has stopped doing anything like it. All of his new stuff is completely different. So anyone who's collecting him, which I think there are people out there, is not interested in buying this thing. So I can't sell it to anyone, it seems.
Would make it more valuable if he's not doing that sort of work anymore. Maybe you just need to wait for him to be super famous.
I think...
Or is he already famous?
No, he's not.
Desperate to name him.
And it's also, I didn't realise it, but it's of Steve Buscemi. It's like...
Oh, right.
It's which I didn't know at the time. It's a sort of mugshot, I think, when he was arrested or something. It's a painting of Steve Buscemi. So it's sort of like fan art.
Right.
And again, not...
It's
not,
funny
not,
that you didn't not, know that when you yeah, bought it.
I know. So again, not particularly sort of like classy, I guess.
You could get in touch with his agent, see if he wants to buy it.
I could. I'm basically going to go on Facebook and...
message Steve Buscemi.
Message Steve. Because he's always on both it, doing his statuses. I'm going to put it on. I'm just going to be like, who wants this? I'm going to sell it on Facebook. I sold my bike on Facebook the other day.
Oh, really?
Got a real kick out of it.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at, like, the idea of eBay and stuff is
I know.
I find it very intimidating.
And do you go to, like, art fairs to...
No, do you? I can't afford... It's really hard
it's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went to Frieze the other day.
Oh, yeah? Was that fun?
It was quite fun. But, like, nothing has prices on it because it's all so expensive.
Right, you can just assume that it's...
Just assume
you can't
that...
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Did you see those girls throwing soup at the old sunflowers?
I did.
What did you make of that?
Well, I don't know. It was a bit... Yeah, they were a bit...
A bit much.
I mean, I'm sort of all for, like, I was talking to my friend about this, and initially I was like, what are they doing? And, like, it's such a shame that they have to sound so posh.
I know. She is called, like,
the cost of living.
Phoebe Plummer from Clapham. Yeah. It's like, you couldn't make it up.
Is that what she's called?
Yeah.
Right.
What's worth more?
But at the same time, it's like, well, what am I doing? You know?
Yeah.
And, like, they're all valid points that she's
and
making.
And to be fair, made
Plumley.
It made the all the news channels.
I do. It just seems a bit of a shame that it. I mean, I really like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I was a little bit like, that's not really nice. But I suppose that's the point.
Yeah,
is there not something else? What else could she have chucked it at? I'm trying to think.
I think it was behind glass, which is maybe why they chose that one. So it was only like a bit of the frame that was damaged.
Right.
But...
Well, increasingly, I like this girl. Also, yeah, I mean, we're all going to, like, next summer we're just going to die, aren't we? It's going to sort of just be...
Do you reckon it's that soon? Next summer?
I'm very, very... depressing about it. Yeah, I reckon it's like 4 years.
You gotta get that script in.
I know. It kind of does feel like that. Sometimes I do feel like, it's like, what, all this, all my sort of stressing about my career and like, oh, am I gonna, you know, be able to, I don't have a pension, I should be paying into that. It's like, well, it doesn't really, I mean.
It doesn't really matter, we won't live to see our pension.
No, I don't think we are. Still not going to do anything about it.
Now, I once stayed in Camelot Castle in Tintagel, which is owned by your uncle, right?
What?
He's an artist.
What's his name?
Something Sturton.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Is he a friend of yours?
No, I just stayed there and there
Why
was
did
this...
you stay there?
Me and my boyfriend at the time went there on like a... We were in Cornwall and...
it's a really creepy place, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it Scientology?
Yeah, he's a Scientologist. Years,
yeah.
And his surname is Sturton.
Yes, he is a distant relation.
He's
my dad's second cousin. And I'm amazed that you stayed there. I likewise went in there randomly with my girlfriend at the time and we were like looking around it.
Did we go there together? The way we both said that.
That's looking really beautiful.
So
you've captured the spirit of
it doesn't
of
look like
flower,
a flower though, does it?
This is like a bad like GCSE thing.
No, it's nice.
I find acrylics quite very hard to get. I'm just being lazy, I'm not really looking at what I'm doing.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour. What?
Hey!
As if.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait. Of a landscape.
Acting or reacting?
Acting is reacting.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, gosh. No.
No.
I don't think... Is this like, what, as in, like, is, you know, should we be looking at Picasso because he was a big perv?
Yeah.
It's just, it's time, isn't it? It's how, I mean, I'm sure someone like, I reckon Michelangelo probably did all kinds of awful things.
Such a good drawer.
My God. No, I don't. I think it is a time thing for whatever reason.
Tortured artist or rational estate agent?
Or rational estate agent?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. tortured artist.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Private view or view of privates?
What? Private view or view of privates? View of privates. No, private view.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Painting life, landscape or still life.
Art or music?
Music.
Art or books?
Art.
Comedy or art?
Art.
He loves art.
But, well, that's what I'm getting. A shame I'm not on the music podcast. No.
That's the end of the quickfire.
Oh, I did so badly.
You know, you did well in that.
Really?
Yeah.
What was my score?
10.
10?
I think I'm at the stage where, like, if I do more, I'm going to ruin it.
Yeah.
I'm not very delicate, but this is one of my more delicate works. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's like a sad, crying flower. I like the blue you're using for the background.
Thanks. I've not done anything to it. It's just the same as...
Straight out the tube.
Straight out the tube.
Straight out the back of the tube. What else you got on then?
Fuck, have you ever had to ask that?
Really good interview.
You've never had to get to the stage. I'm just like, what else you got on? I've got...
Horrible Histories.
Horrible Histories.
It's ongoing.
Sketches where I shit myself.
Yeah. Oh, Faye, what's your favourite historical character that you've played? That's a good question.
I think... It's always the ones where you can really bring something to it yourself. And I find often with... So, you know, Peasant One.
really make it your own.
Yeah. No, they're all kind of...
Have you played any of the big names, Henry VIII?
I have played Henry VIII. The other day, we were filming in Tower of London.
Oh, yeah.
And I was dressed as Henry VIII, and because I was playing him.
Yeah.
And on the way to, so we were like, our like the set was like, the location base was this hotel nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, you know, there was a kind of walk along the river in full costume to where we were filming inside the Tower of London. And so I was in full costume beard, and I was walking with James and Jess Ranson, and they were dressed as beef eaters. Mm. And this woman was sort of sat outside eating at one of the cafes along the way, and she was like, can I get a picture? And I went, yeah, sure. She's like, not you. And she just wanted one with the beef eaters.
Oh, did you have to take the photo?
No, I sort of stormed off as much as you can and dressed as Henry. just sort of kept walking as quickly as possible.
You'd think she could, you know, just included you in it.
Yeah. I think she was reacting to me being like, yeah, all right. Yeah, right. She was like, not
taking
you.
Taking you down a peg
or two. Yeah. It really did. It was very humbling. You're
going to write a film about that?
You're going to write a film about that? You're going to subject us to another? It is quite arrogant, isn't it, writing a film about but like that's sort of so personal to you?
No, I don't think so. That's what you're constantly told, isn't it, to write what you know.
Write what you know, yeah. Do you think, what are you working on?
Oh, God. This podcast.
Yeah.
And just auditioning for stuff, about to do a self-tape when you leave.
I have, for the record, offered to help you with that.
I know, but I've done that thing of recording myself doing the other voice. And
have you done a different voice for the other voice? Or are you?
No, I've done a voice where I'm like acting worse than I will be when I do it. Nice. So that the off-screen me...
Looks good.
Looks good. it's not the best way of doing it.
It isn't. It's very...
How do you do self-tapes? Maybe I will.
Now that I'm single... It's really hard not roping in.
But it also ruins relationships doing
it. Does, yeah. And you can sort of, it's a good barometer of how the relationship's going, actually, is the expression on the face of your partner when they're doing a self-tape, you know.
When they're sabotaging your audition.
It's actors are a kind of, oh no, can I do it again? Yeah. Oh, what do you think about that one? And it's, for anyone who's not, you know, it's very hard to be patient about. But it seems like it's just, they're so hard. I feel like it's a big ask, these self-tapes, you know?
Yeah, I sort of like that you can perfect what you're doing, but then at the same time, it's triple the amount of work.
Yeah.
Editing it and finding a place where it's quiet enough to do it.
I find the hardest part of them is to do the, hi, Tom Sturton, independent agency, and I'm live in
based
London.
In London. I've got a British and an Irish passport.
Tom Sturton, 35, independent.
What a hellish industry. But we love it.
Self-tapes are...
Do you prefer going in the room then?
No, I don't know why I'm bitching about self-tapes. No, not at all. It's terrifying. No, give me a self-tape any day. Well, I genuinely do. I've got no auditions coming up. What are you getting? So, what are you getting?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've been listening to Dead Eyes. Have you heard of that?
No, what's that?
It's a podcast about a guy who gets cast in...
Oh, yeah, the Tom Hanks thing.
Yeah. Is it Band of Brother?
Yeah.
And then he gets sacked from the job because Tom Hanks says he has dead eyes.
Yeah, and he does a really good Tom Hanks impression.
Yeah. It's like a serial-style podcast, but about being fired from it.
It's the worst nightmare, isn't it, that you do it and they're like...
Yeah,
actually, we don't want you to do that.
Have you ever had that happen?
Have I ever been fired from a job?
Yeah, from an acting job.
I think I kind of have actually. Yeah, it was a read through of this guy's. It was this writer. He wrote these two backstage guys, which is sort of similar to thing me and Tom did ages ago on this show called Live with the Electric. We wrote these like backstage hands. You didn't mention it in my intro, actually.
Sorry, yes.
No, it's fine. I do remember. I've done it now for you.
You were great in that. I was trying to stick with the current stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure. What was I saying? Yeah, it was about these two backstage hands, and it was really kind of cool. It felt good. It felt good. It was funny, and it felt like it would happen as well because it was so low, like cost. The cost was, you know, it was just backstage, but it didn't feel like a bad play kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was just well written, basically, and looked promising, and all the rest of it. And then they had me in to read it through, and they were like, "We just, you know, we think you'd be perfect for this, and it's looking really likely, and we just want you to meet, you know, the writer just wants to meet you, and it'll be fun to read it through." And it was me, and the other guy was the guy from. The really tall guy from In Between Us. Apologies to him for. I'm sure he gets that. But it just went very. The writer just very visibly didn't like.
Didn't like you.
Didn't like me.
Oh no!
And we sort of filmed this read through, and I was like, oh, I feel like that went terribly. And I remember saying to my.
Did you say that out loud?
No, I wish I had. In a way. You know, you look back and you're like, it would have been nice at least if there was sort of a sense that I was aware of. At least they didn't think I was delusional about it. But they were like, great. Well, that was really cool. That's so great to hear out loud. I think And he was just, yeah, he was, it was just this really bad energy coming from the writer. I called my agent and was like, and she was like, how did it go at the time? And I was like, I don't think it went very well. And they were like, don't be silly, you always say that. And then they emailed me and were like, yeah, they don't want you to do it.
But, oh, God. And but did it get made?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it be made.
I wonder who they got instead, or maybe it just didn't happen.
Who knows? Yeah.
Were you upset, or were you like, I sort of thought that?
You just sort of bury these things, don't you? I don't really know how I feel about it. Like I said, a lot of stuff. I've just put it, I've kicked it into the long grass.
Yeah, you can't dwell on these things.
No, you can't. it's a good point. Am I not dwelling, or am I repressing? I never know the difference. Really talented artist called Musa David Saleh, and you should check him out.
Great.
And he was like, can I paint you? Mm. And I was like, do you want the fucking queue? which I was like, yeah, sure. And I sort of properly, I sat for him. I did sort of long, it's like 4 3-hour sessions.
Oh wow!
And then he was like, do you want to buy it? And I said yes. But then now I've got it.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good. But I just don't know, where do you hang a self portrait of yourself that doesn't
above your
look
bed?
Above my bed.
Yeah,
is
that's
that not
quite,
kind of.
I'm surprised
gross?
You have to buy it.
He's probably, I bought it.
No, but he asked you to buy it.
Well, who else wants it? But then do I want it? Where do I put it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we swap?
I don't know.
It's a very good painting, though.
Yeah, he's really, you know, been honest about the nose. Which
I love it.
I love this.
No, I love this.
The softness, and then there's like, this brushstroke here is lovely. The one where you can really see the flick.
Thank you.
And that like little textural difference amongst the softness is beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I love the composition of yours. I like that the top flower is like really open, and then you've got the back end of that. It's like life and death.
Yeah.
Encompassed in a painting. I also like the choice of colour. You've gone very like
brown. It's
muddy, like bold and
murky,
bright with the greens in the background, but then nice and sort of more muted.
Yeah, so for the actual flowers, weirdly, I've
very
muted
dark.
The colours.
Yeah.
And whereas the stalks,
I like
they're
it.
Really shining.
I like it.
I love this. This is great. This is someone who knows what they're doing.
Do you think?
And isn't afraid of their own potential. But why have you signed it? See, I see it more that way up. But you've signed it with your thing.
Let's see. Well, I wrote my name wrong to start with.
Right.
So.
Well, isn't it that way up?
Ooh, no. I was
what?
Doing it the other way up. Yeah. But that's art, isn't it? Beauty
is
in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
I just thought of that now. And yours is that way
holding,
up, right?
Sorry? That's right, yeah.
You've signed yours upside down as well.
So was your because that was the one that was.
This
like,
is the guy that
this
I
is the
was.
The guy that was sort of in your face.
Yeah. Great.
What does this say to me? This it's all those things, and it's just got a nice. It's actually a really really lovely picture. This.
Oh, thank you.
It's sort of it's making me feel something.
Mm. I worry it looks a bit too much like a poppy.
I wouldn't worry about that. I mean. What on earth do mine look like? Mine's so
lovely.
Brown.
You've really got the depth of the petals, which I sort of haven't at all.
I don't want you to put that up on the. I'm going to do another one and.
It's part of the contract that you didn't sign. can I take a picture of us both with it?
Please.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Is that it?
That's it.
Are you sure?
Have you got any final things you want to say?
No.
You got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, the film is still. You can download the film on iTunes, and I'll probably never see a penny. But it's
do download it. It's absolutely brilliant. I loved it, and I wish you every success, Tom.
Thanks so much. You too. I hope the self tapes go well.
Oh God. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember to follow Tom on Instagram at Tom Sturton and for his art at Tom Sturton Painting. Watch his film. It's amazing. It's called All My Friends Hate Me. He wrote it and he's in it and I highly recommend it. If you want to see mine and Tom's paintings from today, then follow at Secret Art Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you. Keep listening, keep reviewing, keep downloading, keep doing what you're doing. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.